following episode of Dave's Video Graveyard contains spoilers and naughty words. Listener discretion is advised.
Have you ever bought or rented a videotape that wasn't quite right? It may have been
Dave's Video Graveyard. Of all the film podcasts in the world, this is definitely one of them. Covering the best of the worst and the worst of the best of all things film. This is Dave's Video Graveyard with Paulie, Casey, and Dave.
It is Dave's Video Graveyard for another week, and it's time to make a new rule. All science fiction that gets released from 2021, as of now, has to be under 2 hours. It's the law.
Yep.
It's the law.
Another new rule, if we have to watch more than one film to do a recording session, they can't be all over 2 hours long.
I feel you. It's another example of watching the movie on the day of recording because couldn't bring myself to do them both last night, but I also procrastinated
till last night. I spent so long yesterday watching those two films in a row that my ass hurt from sitting.
Oh, yeah. You said that wrong. You said sitting. There's a H in there. Anyway, this week we are travelling back to the wonderful year that was 1997, a year that there's no way you're not having me on your podcast when it rolls around, Paulie, because what a year it was.
Everyone wants to be on those later.
Yeah, 99's booked solid.
Yeah.
We are going back to 1997 to cover this film.
In every age, there is a cause worth fighting for. But in the future, the greatest threat to our survival will not be man at all.
Hey, kid, what's going on? War! We're going to war!
Now, the youth of tomorrow must travel across the stars to defend our world.
We are a generation commanded by fate to defend humankind.
Everyone fights, no one quits.
We are going in with first wave. You smash the entire area. You kill anything that has more than 2 legs. You get me?
We get you, sir!
But they will face an enemy more devastating than any ever imagined.
Incoming!
Mayday, mayday, this is Rock Neptune here.
We're under attack, sir. We need retrieval now.
Someone made a damn mistake. No!
The bugs laid a trap for us, didn't they?
TriStar Pictures takes you to the front lines of the next frontier.
Kill them all!
Starship Troopers.
Oh, yeah. It is time to talk about how much Casper Van Dien looks like a Ken doll. And also how weirdly attractive Denise Richards is.
What do you mean weirdly attractive?
And how Clancy Brown's the greatest character actor on earth. Paulie, what do you think of Starship Troopers?
I knew when I was watching this that this would be one of those movies that I would be like, this was so much fun, and you'd be like, this sucked.
I
hate the acting. I hate it.
Obviously I've tried to deboganize over the years.
But it hasn't worked.
This is a very polarizing statement.
You can take the boy out of Broken Hill.
I think this is the least girl movie in the history of the world. There is no way a female has ever said, man, that's my favorite movie. I was watching going, there is nothing here to take away.
Nah, there are way less girl movies, like Scarface. Really? Have you ever met a girl that's watched Scarface?
True.
I haven't.
Have you not ever met a female Italian?
Yeah, true.
I've never heard a single woman mention that they've even watched it. They've never referenced it. Even I've never watched it.
My wife watched it for the first time like last year sometime, and she was like, it's like, Scarface is a pretty bad movie. Mm. It's just like one of those ones you have to watch, and then it's like, oh, yeah.
Mm.
Any movie that has the line, her womb is polluted, women aren't going to rush around, you know, the praise for this one.
I've recently just been going back in, because I've listened to another podcast where they're going through the Alien movies. Not a good comparison movie to watch when you're watching, if you're watching like the best, arguably the best Alien sci-fi series of all time, and then you watch Starship Troopers.
Oh, yeah, don't do that.
It's like lobster stuff with tacos. Well,
I accidentally downloaded Starship Poopers, and after I watched that six times, I realised it wasn't the right movie. It's good though.
Six times.
Casper Van Dien has got this little twinge to his voice that is just really fucking annoying. He's like,
yeah.
It's like, he's like,
he's real whingy.
Yeah, he's real whingy. And then, look,
he was from the season of 90210 that was so shit they didn't even show it in Australia.
Yeah.
It comes out the gate really strong. Like, I mean, and the thing is, like, it's also like a little bit of a tease because, like, it actually doesn't happen until like halfway through the film.
We've talked about how much you hate the trope of the movie that starts in the grid of the action, then backtracks back to that point.
That's
because it's what every Marvel movie does. This movie does it so well, you don't notice that it's that kind of movie.
Yes. No, I disagree. Volvo Homer realized that, like, his first hour of this movie is shit, and he's like, I need to, like, put some, like,
let's action put the end at the start.
Before we go to Dawson's Creek, let's, like, put some action. Like,
well,
apparently the working title for the crew, because they all thought the same thing, was Melrose Space.
Yes, Melrose Space. Nice. Because all the lead actors are from TV. There was this whole thing where instead of getting, you know, like, I Know What You Did Last Summer and Scream, how they all had these teen heartthrob movie stars. He wanted to do established stars but not from films. He picked a lot of TV.
Yeah, yeah.
And because was it a
and
time
so
where
all from soaps.
TV was like down here and movie acting was up here.
Yeah, it was starting to. Yeah. It's supposed to be 2197.
And they're still using mini discs. Mini discs.
It looks so fucking bad. It does look, I mean, I will say it does look like an extension of the Total Recall.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do. I think it's. I don't know where it's been looked into, but it looks like a shared universe.
Well, you know, they snuck the Millennium Falcon onto the establishing shot at the start.
Did they?
You know, when the big ship flies over, the main ship, the Millennium Falcon is attached to it, much like it is the Star Destroyer in the end of Empire.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't like, spot
wow,
that.
Wow. You're That's really cool. playing with the. You're really playing with getting sued.
And because it's Verhoeven, we've got Michael Ironside.
Yep.
And we also got the guy from.
Dean Norris is in there as well from Breaking Bad, but also.
Also the
Total Recall.
And also Watto from Total Recall's in it.
Yeah.
Or as I know him. The gym teacher from Nightmare on Elm Street 2 that goes to the BDSM club. Neil Patrick Stewart, you can see
Neil Patrick Stewart. It's Patrick Stewart with Doogie Howser's hair. That'd be rad.
Fucking hell.
Neil Patrick Stewart.
I said that to my wife. I was like, no, it's Neil Patrick Stewart.
And legendary. Clancy Bobby Brown.
Yeah. I just meld together people.
George Michael Ironside.
Oh, yes, please. Yeah. That's a version of Wham I want to hear.
You gotta have faith. Fucking scary.
Now I'm never going to dance again.
And
you do the same for me.
His arm reminded me of this toy that I had as a kid.
I bet.
fuck off. That was like a thing that you had this like pulley inside and it had like a plastic
robot arm.
Arm with like Terminator
and
fingers.
Yeah.
It was like he just had
It was
that.
Like, you know, the claws that you pick shit up with when you're really old.
It was like the Nintendo Power Glove.
Yes.
Yeah. But it was just this toy like robot finger arm thing.
You can see the beginnings of Barney.
So many jokes there.
In Neil Patrick Harris's performance.
Oh, 100%.
You can see where he's going to like sort of... and like this is at a time where he just finished Doogie. I'm glad... Like, and I don't think he did much between this and...
How I Met Your Mother. Yeah, no, not like really at all. Years.
Man, that dude... So there's the dude Xander.
Yep. Mm.
You trace his lineage. You have all like the sort of... You go onto like the websites and... He is Ellis's from Die Hard's like long. Looks like fucking a young Ellis from Die Hard.
He wasn't as this time. Like first time I watched it, I'm like, oh, he's the douche that goes against our hero.
Mm.
Watching it this time, I'm like, it's 50-50. You're both dickheads.
Yeah,
like,
they are.
You're wrong because there's no heroes in this fucking movie. They're all Nazis, and that's just let's.
Well, I won't give it out of 19, but that's the end of this episode.
Let's talk about the the Nazi elephant in the room. So basically this movie is supposed to be a satire.
A satire on propaganda films.
Which is fine. Don't have so much fun being Nazis in it, though. And also have one redeemable character.
Neil Patrick Stewart comes out at the end and he looks literally like one of the Nazi scientists. It's like he's wearing the exact costume.
I'm just
going to call him that now.
It's not a bad movie. It's just not fleshed. Like, for the time that we had, the fucking 2 hours to talk, there could have been so much more done with it. Like, you could have actually had, like, a character arc and not just, like, three people, like, let's make a pact. We're going to stay friends forever.
Oh, I know. It's like, it's very two-dimensional.
It's so fucked. And it's like,
like, with the costumes as well, when, like, Neil Robert Harris comes out of the end.
Fucking H.
Neil Jason Patrick comes out of the end. And that coat, there's no way that outfit was made for him. No. It's about 2 foot too long. Yeah. It was like, who pulled out? Apparently, originally they wanted Wahlberg to play.
Oh, God, that would have Johnny been Rico. So bad. Really?
Fits with the Nazi thing, I suppose.
let's pay dues where they're owed. Never mind. Phil Tippett is the star of this movie. In charge of all the special effects of this film.
The arachnids, yeah.
That is epic.
He used his motion capture work that he developed on Jurassic Park to, you know, further that. And I think this movie looks fantastic. Especially last week we covered episode one, Phantom Menace. This movie looks better than it.
It looks way, pretty much every element. Yeah. Some of it looks like practical effect when it's CGI. It's so good.
Yeah.
And I think they did a really good thing where instead of showing, say, like, you know, the army's been massacred by one of these spiders, instead of showing the gore, it just sort of quickly pans and zooms out and just shows you the extent of what it is with blood and arms and stuff. And they don't have to have nailed the practical effect for you to feel, you know, what you're meant to be seeing.
Yeah.
So they've used that to their advantage where they're not needing to replicate certain things, and I think they did that really well.
I think, like, for gore and for getting that point, like, when they go to those stations that have been, like,
just absolutely destroyed.
Yeah, like, that looks, that's something that, obviously you couldn't have put that in Phantom Menace, but, like, you needed to have those droid troopers doing something heinous for us to actually have some fear about them.
Yes.
Like, they're just like, roger, roger. Like, this one, like, these arachnids are not only, like, an imposing force, they fuck people up as well.
Yeah. They should have used that effect in episode 3 when Anakin destroys all the...
Jesus Christ.
Get Phil Tippett in to do all the younglings.
Jesus. Fucking hell. Honestly, that one kid when he, like...
The
lightsaber goes, like, I'm like, he knows what's coming.
Yeah.
So this movie follows the kids that hang out at the Peach Pit as they enlist in the Nazi regime in space. We follow Denise Richards, who is at the height of her attractiveness, other than the
Tammy and
film,
the T-Rex.
Well, the film that you would hire any day from Cock Blister Video.
Mm.
We are talking about the film Wild Things.
Oh, yeah. The tracking on my copy is so bad.
She looks like she's just been taken out the Barbie box. So.
My VHS copy of Wild Things is about 4 inches shorter on each end just because it's worn out from going in and out of the videotape.
You know what? I don't think I've ever seen it.
It's got Kevin Bacon's massive dong in it.
You see his willy.
After you see it, you start hating him in other movies because you realise that he's carrying around three legs.
That's not what I hate. It's
got some raunchy bits.
We might have to do it on the podcast because I don't think of it.
I think we do. It's one of those movies that you'd hire and you'd need a cushion to put on your lap.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe that should be our thing this year. Is that there has to be like some sort of like...
Masturbatory.
No, this has to be a connection to the movie. Yeah.
Link them all on.
Me and Casey were discussing a new way of rating all the movies we cover by saying where you'd hire them from in the DVG universe.
Yeah.
And one of them being Cock Blister Video, which means that the tracking wouldn't be great on them. So the likes of From Dusk Till Dawn would be from Cock Blister.
American Pie would come from Cock Blister.
But then you have like Striptease, that comes from Boobyland. So we'll develop it as we go. Casey didn't want anything from Cervix Video instead of Civic Video. She said that's not a good idea.
You know,
But we've also got Video Sleazy as well.
Video Sleazy as well, which is not trying, which is where you would get American Beauty.
Mm.
There are times where I'm upset that I'm not in your group chats, but then there's then there's those times.
This was in person because we didn't think the FBI would like us to leave a digital footprint talking about it. So yeah, cock list of video.
Yep.
Jake Busey's in this movie.
Jake Busey's teeth enter the scene before his head.
Jake Busey.
Yeah.
Is unfortunately the actor that would play middle-aged me in a movie.
He looks like he could play Tony Robbins.
Yes.
In a biography.
He's he good could what play, he does this movie.
You know in the labyrinth on the they've got those creatures that are on the ends of the sticks? That's what he could play also. He's got his dad's voice though. And oh, I'm like, is that a gift face. Or a curse? Because no. There is the bit where they're running drills and he's yelling. And I'm like, it's just fucking his dad.
I recently watched Predator 2.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. Busey goes full Busey in that.
Have you watched?
Have you seen The Ginger Dead Man?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what that was in his like.
That's after, prime Busey.
That's post. Didn't he go on the. What's Trump's show?
The Apprentice. Yeah, he was on that.
Oh, was he on that?
Do you know what? I mix him up with Nick Nolte sometimes, though.
Those frazzled actors.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, if you put Gary Busey's normal picture and Nick Nolte's like
mugshot.
Mugshot next to each other.
Jack, in the movie Dennis the Menace, Walter Matthau's character gets his teeth replaced by PK those little Chewies.
Chewing gums.
It would not be noticed if Dennis the Menace woke him up in the morning. It wouldn't be noticed because fuck me, he's got some chompers.
My friend's dad had a missing front tooth for a long time and he used to get like a PK and chew it and mould it into the spot so it looked like he had a tooth. Oh,
no. I'd use at least a minty.
So funny. Why would you do that?
Should we talk about Starship Troopers?
The graduation scene is... It's just a 90s fucking graduation. Like, even the music is like...
Oh, the music is the worst.
I like the fact... Okay, you're not...
What is that what fucking song? What is that music?
I had to look that up so I could hate it specifically. It was so bad.
You know, are you a Harry Potter fan?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know when they have the band in that?
Yeah.
At least then it's kind of like...
It's meant to be weird and witchy and off.
Yeah, like, and you don't just go, oh, we're going to take like a mid-tempo kind of Cranberries-ish
It sounded like the Cranberries got Kate Bush to do vocals.
Yeah, and it's like that what we're listening to in 21? Not that I'm happy if that's what we're listening to in 2197. That's fine by me.
I'll be dead by then.
It's the Veruca Salt like
don't
that.
Bring let's, Veruca Salt into this. Don't bring Veruca Salt down.
What's the one that had the chick that did the song with Seven Dust with the bald head skin?
Yep, Skunk and Nancy.
That's who that sounded like to me.
That's in, you know, in Hollow Man when he pulls up in the convertible? Yes, yeah, that's that.
Which is what this sounds like.
Skunk and Nancy would have been okay to put in this because they're from the fucking future. Like, you know, they look futuristic.
And mildly Nazi-esque.
I do like the way all the... I had to laugh because I was watching in the Joe Blow movies thing about this movie. And they were talking about all the work that went into the costuming and the armor because they obviously cut out from the book. They had pretty much the power suits from Edge of Tomorrow. They had that. But they also had a thing called the jump or the drop.
Yeah, what was with that?
It was like a pogo stick that they could jump. That was what the thing.
That was meant
they had
to
cut that all out. So they wanted the armor still to be super impressive, which it kind of is, but it's also very, very Spaceballs at the same time.
It is. Apparently it was really heavy, so heavy that to get them to carry their like artillery was all just plastic because it was so much weight for them to carry on the suits they were wearing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was going to say
Dizzy is the most attractive person in this movie. What do you think?
I hate that bit where he goes in, he's like, who's under there? And it's her. And he's like, make it 20 minutes.
What would you give like for him to flip to down the beanbag of the sleep mat? And it's Jake Busey.
But, like, who wants to have someone sweaty after combat ball stink?
My wife was saying it's like they just had sex and then they're going for a long hike. I mean, that's just going to be...
How stinky.
Yeah.
Like, someone bring a pocket full of goldfish?
Yeah, Jesus what?
The other thing.
Someone burning dead yabbies.
If I knew I was going to my death in battle the next morning and you gave me a fucking fiddle to play with, you can go and fuck yourself.
That was... was the weirdest part of this whole movie, I think. Here's your entertainment. He opened it up and it was footballs and a fucking fiddle. That was an electric violin, so you wouldn't have been able to hear it anyway.
And it was transparent because it was the future.
They all start doing like Irish jigs. I'm like, what is going on right now?
Also, I've just been visited by...
Nazi slash Dropkick Murphys.
Yeah.
I've just been visited by year four me with half a chubby, and I have to correct myself.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, Dizzy isn't the sexiest member of this movie because this movie features Blanche from Golden Girls.
Oh, yeah, looking like Blanche. Futuristic Blanche.
She looks like a Tim Burton evil scientist or something.
She should be the Nightmare Before Christmas, yeah.
Still it's Blanche. Or like
the scientist from Biker Mice from Mars or something.
Good throw-ups in this movie. There's a couple of vomits in this movie. That's like they've had to leave that in their mouth for a while. Like Denise Richards. Yeah.
You realise we're a generation that grew up with super sexualised old ladies as one of our favourite television shows.
Yeah.
Do you know, I remember growing up thinking, man, Betty White's so old and she's still alive now. And I watched Golden Girls and I'm like, my God, she looks so young in this. Like how old is she?
We did a trivia thing the other night and she's had, I think, like 80-year career on television and movies.
Wow. That's insane.
One Nation used the ads from this.
Oh, my God.
I read that on IMDb and I'm like, can you delete other people's IMDb trivia? Because that's uncomfortable.
Delete that from my brain.
Isn't that – so people that don't know, One Nation is like an Australian political party that are allegedly –
that wants to make Australia great again.
Make Australia white again would be a better way of putting it. However, they missed the point that they were quoting a Nazi satire.
Wait, they actually really did? Yeah, they did. I thought that was a joke.
They did the Do You Want to Know More format as one of their campaigns.
Oh, my God.
It's so typical of, like, that's so fucking dumb. Right-wingers. It's like, yeah, hey, we'll take that. We won't look into that.
So
we'll
bad.
Miss the point completely.
There's a bit where they go into – so. Cass Van Dien's all fucking moody and shit, and he says to his parents, like, I'm going to be a
citizen.
So they go out, and then, like, Denise Richards, her line delivery in this movie is so fucking weird. So, like, they
went to the Jake Lloyd School of Acting.
So
I thought Jake Lloyd was in this for a blink of an eye towards the end as well. He was, like, one of the young recruits.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you meant he was one of the green robots that pops up out of the course.
Blue things out of its arse.
So they go to the sign-up and the guy's, like, the guy with no legs. And like,
oh, that guy.
And then she's like, he's like, oh, so what are you going to be? And she's like, I'm going to be a pilot. It's like, that was take 47.
That line, though, of him saying it made me who I am today, then we reveal he's got no legs and no arm. I was like, nice.
Legit. Mm. Also, car crash survivor, he was like legit, had no legs.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
He was a method actor and he cut them off.
And that's when they go outside and then she's like, let's make a pact. Let's all get laid before the bug invasion.
So for anyone listening who's never seen this, I don't think you're going to get a chronological version of the film. Because
I go for the bugs.
We're just rattling off. But it does start with them looking at these ads for, it looks like a real satirical, saccharine looking propaganda for this Citizens Federal Service. So they've all enlisted in it and they're going off without them showing you how risky it is to go into this service. It looks real glossy, real heroic and everything like
and
that.
And they really sort of press on the fact that you will get a citizenship if you serve.
Yeah, so all the benefits are, you know, you get to vote, you get to go to college, you can have a license to have children, all these sort of like things, yeah, yeah. But only
to
if
get
you,
into politics, you have
yeah,
to have served.
So yep. You have to have served. So everyone sort of wants to do this, not knowing that if you get put in the armed combat, you're going to lose
which
a
is
leg
all fun,
and
like,
an arm.
And this is all like true because that's what they had been like with the Nazis and stuff. You need to have one character that is not doing that, though. Like that's the thing that this movie is missing. There's no conscientious person going, this is kind of fucked.
Yeah.
Because like they never really even say what the Arachnids did. They just basically go to like they basically decimate the Arachnids' homeworld, and then the Arachnids like defend themselves.
I still feel like the Arachnids didn't do anything, and they don't look smart enough to have.
They blow up.
Waged
they
war.
Blow up Argentina, apparently, where Casper Van Dien's from.
Aries, where he's from, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's just weird. Like, I know there's these movies, especially in the 90s, where it was like, let's just fucking focus on the action. Look at Independence Day. Like, Independence Day is like all action, but that's at least got some heart to it. Mm. You've got a Goldblum in there. This has got...
You've got a Firestein in there.
You need
a
Goldblum. You need someone. And you need a Firestein. Neil Patrick...
Stewart?
No, I'm trying to find another Patrick. Who's McDreamy?
Neil Patrick.
Oh, yeah. Patrick.
Neil Patrick McDreamy.
Yeah.
He could have been, like, he could have been, because he's got, like, the personality and, like, the acting chops to, like, go, nah, this is fucked. I'm going to, like, do something else. Like, but, like, then he turns into the biggest Nazi of all.
What was the point at the
end? Damn, Neil Robert Patrick.
I'm just skipping right ahead to the end. What was the point of when they captured the whole thing and Patrick, whatever, Muldoon or whatever, comes up and he's touching it and he's like, it's feeling fear. He's afraid.
Basically, they're saying that they've
Was he like psychic all of a sudden?
Well,
they set that up throughout the movie that's why he's not in the Mobile Infantry, because there's people that have, one of the ads is like, oh, you might have a psychic link.
Mm. But it was like Divergent. Have you seen that?
No.
Divergent?
No, because I'm a 35-year-old man.
Which one?
You know Divergent?
No.
With
Sounds like you were saying Divergent.
Yeah.
No. I thought you were saying Diet Virgin.
It's the shitty Hunger Games one.
Yeah, it's a shitty Hunger Games with that Shailene Woodley with her weird eye.
You sound like my mum.
Divergent, Insurgent, and something else. But anyway, it's like that Invergent. They're living in a...
I thought you said Divergent.
Yeah, but anyway, it's like a dystopian thing where you have to serve in this particular job for the country, but they assign it to you based on your skill set.
Got Shailene, got Shailene Woodley in it, and
there's the bit at the start where Neil Patrick Swayze is talking to the weasel and telling it what to do.
What's that?
Because
weasel.
Yeah, the weasel. Yeah, Paulie Shaw's there for a bit, and he tells him to go and wheeze the juice upstairs, and he does because he's got a psychic link.
That's the crossover that happened. The entire movie is like a setup to a sequel that never happened, and when it did, was shit.
I heard it was it CGI or
did
a couple of CGI and then a couple of sequels. Mm. Then Casper came back for like the third or fourth one.
Oh, well, I thought he wouldn't have the time because he had all these acting jobs.
Did Neil Patrick Dempsey come back for any of them?
There we go.
I couldn't think of it.
So let's just stop fucking grab assing around and just talk about the shower scene. Go on, guys. And the floor is open.
This is yet another film that would be hired from, I reckon, Boobyland, maybe.
Boobyland.
It's not real sexual.
Nah, it's just a few unsexual tits.
So you can hire this one at Boobyland.
So like you can look at boobs, but they're not presented sexually. So it's a more of a Boobyland adventure, I think.
Yeah.
So there's a co-ed situation through this film where, you know, there's no man's military and all these bloods.
It's the future.
And so
where Filipino people are played by Casper Van Dien.
So they've got a co-ed group shower. So everyone's in there naked, you know, riffing on each other for whatever.
And anyone wondering, Dizzy does have the best breasts in that scene, in case anyone wanted to know.
And no female in this entire thing wears bras. So, yeah. That was like. But Paul Verhoeven, apparently the director, to make them feel more comfortable with all being naked in the scene, directed the shot entirely naked.
You know.
What are you looking at?
You know, the word hero doesn't is sort of thrown
my
around.
My bag and pipe.
But, you know, he's such a hero to go onto like a set full of nude other people and just like, yeah, I'm going to direct.
Yeah.
Let me get my rudder because I'm Dutch.
Yeah. My hook and tackle, my twig and berries.
So this is how many.
So he got naked to direct it, and they're like, "This is just the opening scene."
I think this is the third.
Yeah, we've done RoboCop,
Hollow Man.
We haven't done Showgirls, but I want to.
Future episode.
Yeah, Starship Troopers. Have you done Total Recall before me?
But that'd definitely.
But that'd be a good one.
Yeah.
So we've done three, and there's two that we should do, and Basic Instinct. But I don't want to do that.
Paul said he watched it recently. It's
really?
Not great. It's got vagina in it.
You can literally see. see Michael Douglas' asshole in that movie.
Do you?
Yeah.
What?
I recently watched.
No way. His asshole.
You can see both their assholes, like, pretty. Like, it's there is more in that movie than I was thought would be possible.
They never show,
there's
like,
so
a
many
full
movies on
balloon
a watch up. You hate, but Loaded Weapon is at the top of the list because I recently revisited it.
When
but
he there walks is the in scene, front of the.
There is the scene from. That movie, and it just cuts to an actual beaver sitting in the chair, and it says gratuitous beaver shot.
Is no, that the... No, there was an ad for, like, something, and it's that scene where they're in bed and she gets the knife out, but then she starts stabbing something else, like a chocolate ice cream or something.
It's an ice sculpture.
Yeah, it was like some comedy thing. Yeah, okay.
So Wayne Knight, Nedry from Jurassic Park.
Newman.
He got his role in Jurassic Park.
For how sweaty he was.
How sweaty and, like, fucking, like, he was in that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I wonder if Neil Patrick Warburton got his job as as Barney from this movie.
I want to extend this episode so long that you cannot think of any more Patrick actors.
Neil Patrick Wilson's a great actor. He was in Watchmen.
If we're in 2197, why are they still using an old-style
Patrick
whip
Harris?
To fucking...
I had a memory that it was like Whiplash from Marvel when he did it. It wasn't. Like, it I thought it was like an electrical rotoscope whip.
It was like 12 Years a Slave.
But it was
style whip.
Lucky it was
whip it good. Lucky it was all you know, political subtext aside. It was the whipping, the whip, I mean.
Luckily it was covered in stage blood to make it hurt more.
Yeah. It had a very Mel Gibson
passion
vibe.
The funniest bit is that it
funny that this movie has a Mel Gibson vibe.
Mm. The ADR of that whip goes so the next shot is like the ship in space. And then it goes on for way too long. It's now half an hour. She's like,
I wanted to cut to the interior, and it's like 10. And like Denise Richards.
But then she's getting whipped for something else. That would be fucking awesome.
But it was sexual, just her and
her and young Ellis. Oh, sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Is that Lucy? Oh, you haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
You gotta watch Euro Trip.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet.
Oh. The shirt over the face thing before she's like,
yeah,
fucking
and she's just like, what is going on there?
He looks like he's gonna like, he's like trying to like, you know, in
paper bag
at school when you used to put someone's head over, then he's just fucking,
yeah.
I was just like, is he assaulting her, or is this like, he's like, no, I don't want to see your face. your chin looks like Denise Richards, so that's
yeah. He's got a photo of Denise Richards that he sticks on the shirt.
She's that weird kind of hot though that's unnatural. Like, you watch The Bold and the Beautiful, and you know the way they've all had like so much surgery that they're beautiful, but in a weird, unnatural, uncanny
look.
Like porn stars get to.
Yeah,
where you're like, you're attractive, but like poorly drawn.
Or like, you know, Ice-T's wife?
Yes.
Yeah, like that, where they start looking a little bit skexy.
Like, no, yeah. Or like the chick in Silverchair's freak show, freak video.
Yep.
Where it gets to a point of beauty but then goes further.
And then it goes
That's
beyond.
Where they get.
Yeah.
I saw, I watched Ricochet.
Yeah. Told you.
Ice-T in that movie with hair. Fucking hell. It's like, it is lush. Is that his hair?
Or
is it just a wig?
I reckon it's his hair.
Because it's even like a different color. It's like a.
Oh, really?
It's weird. Like, I was like.
Did you love it?
Yeah.
Such a good movie.
That, when I got it from the library, it was M-rated, but I'd noticed that these staff had put like R-rated over the top.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's no way that was M-rated.
So I think like they must have the reclassified it, because like that is a fucked up movie.
It is the best movie where John Lithgow kills Jesse the Body Ventura in a prison-bound sword fight.
You would not watch Third Rock from the Sun the same again. And I know that he had a really
I already don't want to watch it.
You were in it.
You were in it.
Check out our Instagram, see why. But like, you know, he was in Dexter, and he was dark in that, like real dark.
Yeah.
This is darker.
I saw Dexter in a movie the other day. It was a real bad movie, but he had aged in it so badly and gained a bit of weight.
Coming back. Dexter's coming back.
Oh. This movie though was like, this guy was a cop and he in the 80s saw this person come and like kill a few people with this futuristic looking sort of technology.
Oh, I know the one. Yep.
Yeah, it's like
Gamer.
No, I don't know. And then
he's in one of those.
He obsesses over it, and then 7 years later that same thing happens.
Yeah.
And then he keeps getting obsessed with it coming back to
Layer Cake. No, not Layer Cake.
That's
it was Gamer or something along those lines that had him in it. I think it was him and Gerard Butler in it. No? Different movie.
That's Game. Yeah, that is Game, but it's not the same one. Yep.
No, it had the girl in it from The Last Man on Earth.
Oh, yeah,
the Australian girl. I can't remember the name of it. It was real. It started off like had so much potential to be an awesome movie and it turned real shit.
No one likes Starship Troopers.
Yeah, you can tell by how much we're not talking about it. I liked it. It just really got me at the end where I was so bored of it that I really wanted it to end.
It was too big of a movie for me when it came out for a few years for me to even hate it now. So I'm just being quiet. I'm just shamefully saying that I still love this movie.
I love it. It was a lot of fun. It's really cool. I'd watch it again and again. I just don't have much to say about it. The content of it has already been discussed.
But also the context of it being that we had to watch it for today, put an onus on seeing it at a certain time, which isn't how you should visit this movie.
So all of us spent yesterday afternoon watching this movie.
I spent also $4.99 from Apple.
Oh, no. You would have just been cursing Neil Patrick Duffy. I think I'm out. I'm pretty sure that's all I've got.
What should we do next week?
No, let's go the other way.
Let's do this on air this time.
Yeah. What's the name of the guy from Terminator that's Patrick something?
Neil Robert Patrick. I did that one first.
Yeah. Neil Robert Patrick.
Neil Patrick. Neil Patrick Warburton from the Rules of Engagement.
Yeah, I did Patrick Warburton.
Dang it.
Let's see who else we got. Patrick
Stewart. I hate this
Neil movie Patrick Bateman count.
That's pretty good.
I hate this movie. I give it a 7.
I give this movie a 15 because I will always love it no matter what.
Sadly. Yeah, it is good. I'd give it at least a 13.
It had way less tits than I remembered. I did love the amount of gore in
Neil
this
Neil Patrick
movie.
Duffy.
I just said that.
Oh, damn, I wasn't listening.
I've run out.
Patrick Duffy scraping the barrel.
Neil Breen Harris? I don't know. What movie do you want to do next? I think high on my list is still Last Boy Scout, but
I've still got notes from that.
I'm avoiding that. I've never seen it. I don't want to see it.
It's good. A classic.
It's such a boy movie.
Yeah. It's a better than any – it's the second best Die Hard movie after the first
the
one.
The only reason I would watch it is because it's Bruce Willis. But apart from that, Damon I've Wayans actively avoided it until the year 2021. That's
what
how
have you
much
got
I
on your,
watch it.
Your list of to watch soon?
Well, I kind of watch Wild Things now.
Yeah, let's do one thing.
Let's do it 100%.
Yeah.
Let's go on down to Complista Video and hire it.
So let's do Wild Things and then let's see.
Also, we have a range of stickers that I'm sure is going to come out that just say Complista Video.
Nice. Just you wait.
Should we do one of the other Verhoeven like?
We could do Showgirls or Total Recall. I also reckon The Sixth Day would be a good, terrible movie to do.
I still like that movie. I would like to also do Jet Li's The One at some stage.
All right, so let's do Wild Things, The One.
I don't know.
And a mystery one.
It might be The Sixth Day.
No, no, it won't be a mystery. It'll be a course correct when we watch the other two and fucking hate them.
Yes, 100%. I'll be the wild card because we'll probably, eliminate one of these movies.
Awesome. What do you give this movie out of 19?
I already gave it like 12, didn't I?
I don't know. I'm not listening to this episode.
I reckon I said my score when you said Patrick Duffy.
I give it 3 Patrick Duffys.
Until next week, don't forget to leave us a 5-star review or you're a massive dickhead. This is Dave's Video Graveyard.